A member of the Young Educated Forum, Isaac Adongo, says the recent pronouncement by the GMA is a positive move for the nation. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Adongo believes the whole drama should serve as a lesson to all parties to respect dialogue in future negotiations.
No, we are not hearing anything new, but what we are hearing that is very positive is the development which will be heartwarming to many Ghanaians. We all know that the medical profession is the kind of profession in which the slightest mistake or the slightest delay could lead to loss of lives that cannot be recovered. And so in that respect, any decision by the medical doctors to move their position to agree with the position that government has espoused all along, that it is not possible to accommodate a one-off payment of the arrears given the challenges we are having, looking at the budget deficits that we are having and the need to ensure budget discipline within the year. And therefore, any decision to accommodate the original position of government to stagger the payment over a period of time to make sure that while they receive their payment, there is also flexibility within the government budgetary system to accommodate the payment. To that extent, I think it is a very positive development.
And after looking at it from that positive angle, is there a message you want to tell the GMA or the medical doctors?
I think the message should go not just to the medical doctor. It should go to all players within our industrial relations that it is very important that when disagreements over wages and salaries and other work-related disputes arise, we should adopt the path of dialogue, because dialogue is the only way we can find a solution. We are always circumventing the labor law and applying principles that seek to actually tighten the hand of the other. And I think that as long as we want to develop, it is very, very important that we respect the rule of law and we always assume the position that allows dialogue to prevail, so that in the end, there will be a win-win situation for all parties within the labor front.
Isaac Adongo is a member of the Young Educated Forum.
Meanwhile, the president of Youth Africa, an NGO in the Volta region, Emmanuel Ashibe, also sees the development as fruitful. He told Radio Ghana that what Ghana needs now is peace on the labor front for development.
It is a good thing that they listen to the former Secretary General Kofi Annan and the former President of Nigeria. And now coming out back the negotiation table and calling on the government to show commitment. It's a great thing because life is concerned. And this is something you will not even stand to say, well, this thing has done wrong or right. No matter how right you are, you must consider what's involved. And this is life. So it's a great thing. We are all happy that they're now coming back to the negotiation table with the government. And what I will say is that they should look at these issues and maturely, diplomatically, I know that they should come back to office quickly, and it's not something they need to be demanding so much from the government as they now coming up to say that payment in the settlement is something they cannot go by. We are happy, so we want them to come out quickly so that life will be safe.
Emmanuel Ashibe is the president of Youth Africa, an NGO in the Volta region.